Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It's Monday, already the eighth day of May 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have a great guest lined up for you that I'll tell you about later in this hour concerning September 11th and some new developments in the fight to expose what really happened almost 5 years ago. That's right. The fifth anniversary is just about... 4 months away? 4 months and 3 days away. Iran's leader writes to President Bush. We'll tell you what he had to say. And we'll get into the whole General Michael V. Hayden controversy. Most Americans had never heard of the head of the National Security Agency who stepped down late last year and became number two over the 16 intelligence agencies run by John Negroponte, the great death squad Faja, the great death squad Vader, the father of the death squads. And why has Porter Goss stood down? Well, it's connected to the Watergate Hotel and some individuals under investigation and under indictment and some who pled guilty, like Duke Cunningham, the congressman, who admittedly stole $800 million for only a payment of $2.4 million at these parties of the poker, the fine cigars, and the fine hookers. And so that has now come out in the mainstream news concerning the involvement of Porter Goss. Now, we don't know if he was involved with the hookers, but we know he was at the parties where the payoffs were flowing. And so in comes Michael V. Hayden. What a piece of work this gentleman is. And remember, a few months ago, we played the clip where he confronts the reporter and says, no, there's nothing about probable cause in the Fourth Amendment. No, no, no. Believe me, if there's one thing I know, it's the Fourth Amendment, and you don't know what you're talking about. So we'll play that clip again and get back into this multi-layered controversy. I don't normally just get into mainstream media controversies. They're normally distractions or diversions. But this is a very serious issue and multi-tiered, multi-layered. And I figured when I heard Friday that Bush was probably going to nominate him, and he has officially nominated him this morning, that he would just sail through. But even Republican leaders are saying he lied to Congress. He told us Bush wasn't engaging in warrantless wiretapping with the NSA echelon system. Hayden doesn't know what the Fourth Amendment is. Hayden's not good. Now, is this another bait and switch where Rove puts somebody out there who will fall on their face and then someone even worse is put in the position? It doesn't matter. Whoever goes in those positions is going to be evil. At that level, you know they're New World Order. You know they're bad for this country. You know they're destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution. This entire agenda is anti-American, anti-freedom. So we'll get into that as well. Also, Iran wants oil markets in the Euros. We've talked a lot about this in the past, but here it is finally in the Associated Press with some new developments. We'll get into that. Also, currency reserves jump in Russia. Interesting towards the value of the dollar. Interesting, another very interesting report here. This out of the London Independent today, electronic smog. The cause of the mobile phone age, the curse of the mobile phone age. Around your home, there are countless gadgets whose electronic fields, scientists now warn, are linked to depression, miscarriage, and cancer. So we'll get into this article by Jeffrey Lean, Environment Editor. And I don't normally get into government waste, fraud, and abuse. The little stuff. Oh, this politician paid for his phone calls with government money, or this politician did that, or this or that. I try to focus in on the big issues. Well, this one is a big issue. Guess how much Bush's new Marine One helicopter cost? We'll tell you about that when we get back. It's an example of the crazy spending. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A report out of Popular Science today tells us that the scientific research to produce the new Marine One presidential helicopter is $6.1 billion, or $6.1 billion. The President's New Helicopter by Jonathan Keats. After decades of upgrades to a fleet of notoriously cramped Sikorsky VH-3 Sea Kings, the White House has tasked Lockheed Martin with a dramatic $6.1 billion makeover of Marine One, the presidential helicopter, starting this summer. The goal to fit a mobile Oval Office into the tight quarters of a chopper. The new fleet will consist of 23 VH-71 aircraft. Each will have 200 square feet of cabin, nearly double the Sea King's 116. And the birds will cost $110 million apiece when they're delivered, but most of the $6.1 billion goes into research and development just to produce and just to have the design for the helicopter. I mean, how many giant buildings could they construct? How many schools? How many dams? In fact, this is the equivalent of a moon mission, $6.1 billion. I mean, you talk about a scam. You talk about $500 hammers and $800 toilet seats. Remember that back during the 80s? Thousands and thousands of orders for $400, $500 hammers, $750-something dollar, if you want to be precise, toilet seats. This is how payoffs are made. This is how it's done. And, of course, Sikorsky isn't getting the contract. Lockheed Martin is, and guess whose wife sits on the board of directors of Lockheed Martin? His name is Dick Cheney. Her name is Lynn Cheney, and she sits on the board of Lockheed Martin. And this is just a 21st century version of $700-plus toilet seats. That's all this is. And this is really nothing compared to the other corruption. I mean, we know that Halliburton will get $15 million in one case to put up a blue tarp and call it a building. We know that at every level they're war profiteering. We know that over $3 trillion is missing from the Pentagon. They've sucked many of the pension funds and many of the investment funds that the Pentagon had made over 50 years. They've sucked many of those dry. So just rampant, wild corruption going on. And obviously, again, I'm nonpartisan. The Democrats did this as well. It's just getting worse and worse and more arrogant. And more just pell-mell, helter-skelter, and it's indicative of a government completely over the edge, a freight train out of control, just wildly doing whatever they want. Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake. So there you have it, $6.1 billion to design the new helicopter that is for use just by the executive branch, and then to pay on top of that $110 million per bird. And they're buying a fleet of these. Amazing. Absolutely amazing to see this happening. All right, now let's get into General Hayden, Michael V. Hayden. Then we'll get into what's happening with the oil borscht, the Iranian oil borscht. Now, finally in the Associated Press, years after we've been talking about it. We have General Hayden. Now, remember, this is the guy, and actually in my new film, I have clips of this, the new film I'm working on. We spent a few minutes on Hayden himself, so we're somewhat informed on him. But now the world is becoming aware of the former head of the NSA who stepped down late last year. He then went to the National Press Club and part of a speaking tour he did, telling everyone that we don't need judges anymore. I actually have him on tape saying this. We don't need judges anymore. No, no, no. The Pentagon decides and the Justice Department decides, and he said, don't worry, we have a group of colonels. We have a group of colonels who are at the NSA, and they decide who gets to be spied on and who doesn't. Don't worry, they're very well trained, and we don't need those pesky judges or even the FISA court, which itself is a horrible rubber stamp. And then people say, well, this is to keep us safe from terrorists. There is no real terrorist threat. The former Delta Force commander's gone public. Members of Congress have gone public. Members of the CIA have gone public. And remember, our borders are wide open. Terrorism predominantly, that is, any sophisticated attacks that we've seen in modern history in the last 100 years, have been governmental in nature. Are there real suicide bombings? Are there real suicide stabbings? Are there real suicide shootings? Yes, that stuff goes on in the Middle East, Central Asia, Europe, and sometimes even the Western world. But any of these massive coordinated attacks, these are staged events to scare the population into submission. But right now, let's just go ahead and play a clip of Hayden from a few months ago when the reporter confronts him, and then Hayden comes back and says that the Fourth Amendment never talks about probable cause. Go ahead and roll that.
My understanding is that the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution...
Isn't that an exciting clip,
folks? ...specifies that you must have probable cause to be able to do a search that does not violate an American's right against... unlawful seizures and searches and seizures.
Actually, the Fourth Amendment actually protects all of us against unreasonable search and seizure.
But
that's what it says.
The measure is probable cause, I believe.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable? The legal standard is probable cause.
Just to be very clear, okay, and believe me, if there's any amendment to the Constitution that employees of the National Security Agency are familiar with, it's the Fourth, right? And it is a reasonableness standard in the Fourth Amendment.
To quote the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States in its entirety, the one the General and the NSA folks are so familiar with and know is about reasonableness and not about probable cause, quote, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized." Well, maybe they have a different constitution over there at the NSA.
Yes, maybe they have a different constitution over there at the NSA. And this is the type of lawyer word games they play. It's like state police across the nation have been given federal guidelines and been given federal seminars where they have taught them over the last 6-7 years that, oh, yes, you can randomly search any cars you want. You can shut down whole highways and search everyone as long as you don't discriminate, as long as you just randomly search. Or they say, oh, if you think it's reasonable, it's okay. But if you read the Fourth Amendment, it defines what reasonable is, and that's probable cause. Then it defines probable cause as a witness sworn in on the record testifying specifically to the things that are going to be searched, the people that are going to be searched, the places, the papers, what they're going after, the effects. That's the bottom line. But now, from Miami to New York City, we see cases every week in the news on the different law sites where they're having secret dockets. They arrest people and say, well, we can't let any press or any witnesses in. This is a secret drug case. We can't let the drug dealers know who our informants are. And so you're not even going to get your day in court. Or I'm sure you heard of the case a few weeks ago when they said, oh, we've arrested some people. We haven't even charged them or indicted them for having drugs yet. But part of asset forfeiture seizure, we're going to take their cars, their houses, and we're going to pull their gold fillings out, their gold crowns out of their mouth. First stop before they even went to jail was to the dentist office. But by then, the lawyer had been alerted and the dentist was questioning this, so it didn't happen. But it shows the craziness of this system. Now, let's get into Hayden. Hayden would be wrong person for CIA post, New York Daily News. I was pleased when I started hearing this yesterday. I heard on Friday afternoon that he would be the nominee. Bush has now nominated him to be the head of the Central Intelligence Agency. And right away, Republican and Democrat members of Congress said, hey, wait a minute. Members of Congress have charged him, I don't mean criminally, that they have made the charge that Mr. Hayden lied to Congress, because before he went around and giving those speeches and before Bush went public saying, okay, I authorize warrantless searches, that's now admitted, Hayden went before Congress and said, that's ridiculous, we always use warrants. Bush had gone on TV, we played those clips, saying we always use warrants. And then once they get caught, they say, we don't need no stinking warrants. We don't need no stinking badges. Hayden would be wrong person for the CIA post, lawmakers say. The general presumed to be President Bush's choice to head the CIA, and again, now he has done that. This came out earlier this morning before Bush gave the speech. The general presumed to be President Bush's choice to head the CIA could be in for a tough confirmation process, leading Republicans and Democrats said Sunday. At issue for Republicans is whether a career military man like Air Force General Michael Hayden should head the agency at this time. Bottom line, I do believe he's the wrong person, the wrong place, at the wrong time. Peter Hoekstra, Republican Michigan, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said on Fox News Sunday. We should not have a military person leading a civilian agency at this time. Again, that gets into posse comitatus, and you know, Bush is the only president since our founding father, George Washington, to march around in a military uniform, and Washington didn't even do that after he was elected president. You could argue that the Rough Rider did, but he liked to wear his old military uniforms when he was out hunting Teddy Roosevelt. So that doesn't really count. Regardless of how good Mike is, putting a general in charge is going to send the wrong signal, said the Republican congressman, who added that relations between the CIA and Department of Defense have been strained. We'll come back and get into the dirt on Hayden and the dirt on Porter Goss, why Gossie resigned Friday. which shocked many. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com, JonesReport.com, or the websites.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
What does that liner signify? Don't worry, this show is documented. Evil always fails in the end. It always falls of its own weight and treachery. We have the facts. We have the evidence. We understand what's going on. We're going to educate the American people. We're going to take this country back. You know, KLBJ 590 AM, just a marquee station, one of the most successful in the state of Texas, formerly owned by President Johnson, now owned by Emmis Communications. They, of course, are trying to figure out a way to pick up my syndicated show. The problem is I'm on up against Rush Limbaugh, who they carry, so they're trying to look at ways to carry it at night before George Norrie comes on. So they said, hey, why don't you come by to a Sunday show just to get to know the folks? I mean, I've co-hosted the Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie before out of the same studio when he was here in town, but they wanted me to come by and meet the folks again. And there I was. I took 30 calls in the second hour. I took 15 calls in the first hour. And no one called in disagreeing. They said they'd never seen that. And almost all the calls with comments to the board operator and the producer were positive. There was one person that was being a little bit negative about me being on the air. And there I was, again, mainstream radio. This show's on mainstream AM and FM affiliates right now, but on a big establishment station, a blue-chip station, and no one calling in to disagree. And I talked to Mark Caesar after the show, and he was just amazed by it. I told him, I said, listen. And he said, I bet you'll get people calling and disagreeing here. And I said, I bet I don't. Now you're always welcome to call in and disagree with me. I mean, normally it's, you know, Alex, you don't hate Jews, so we don't like you. Or Alex, you don't hate blacks, so we don't like you. I mean, that's about as much disagreement as I get. Just that I'm not radical enough, or I don't believe the Pope runs everything, and I won't have a certain author on and say that they're basically God. That's the type of disagreement I get. But I don't get disagreement about the fact that we're going into a world government, that they're getting rid of our borders, that the dollar's been devalued, our government's tyrannical, that our government staged terror attacks in the past. The main premise of this broadcast, that government's tyrannical and out of control and has to be brought to heel, is not debated. And to see the change in the last 11, 12 years since I started my own little personal crusade has been extremely fulfilling, extremely gratifying, and I have enjoyed it thoroughly. I really have. I mean, we have the momentum. The momentum. We feel like we're the minority out here, but we're not the minority. Now, General Hayden, this guy is a real piece of work, and here's an article that Steve Watson and I put together this weekend. He did the lion's share of the work, did a great job. Next CIA head back spying on citizens, doesn't understand Fourth Amendment. The nomination of Negroponte's right-hand man to head the CIA signifies a further crackdown on civil liberties and the forging ahead of the semi-secret total information awareness program. General Michael V. Hayden is the favorite, and now has been nominated, to step up to take the head position at the CIA after the resignation of Porter J. Goss, who stepped down in advance of the revelations that he and a top aide may have attended Watergate poker parties where bribes and hookers were provided to corrupt congressmen. Now, we know he went to the parties. We don't know if he took bribes or partook of the hookers. Hayden is National Intelligence Director John Negroponte, Senior Deputy Number 2 over, quote, all intelligence. What a spooky title. Negroponte's job is to coordinate the work of 16 different intelligence agencies, including the CIA and the giant National Security Agency, which eavesdrops on international communications, as well as the Energy Department and the Drug Enforcement Administration. That'll be good for them to be able to control all that. They want to stop the drug. Sure they do. The role was created immediately after 9/11 and ties in with the Defense Department's Total Information Awareness Program, which seeks to gather lifetime paper trail, every purchase, everything you do, on all citizens and centralizes the information on a giant grand database. The coordination of all intelligence gathering services by Negroponte is the first step of the nightmarish Orwellian police state. Well, it's also meant so intelligence agencies can't stop terror at the globalist stage. It's one of the big reasons. They have a problem with agencies stopping terror over and over again, stopping other branches of the government's ops. The excuse for all of this is, of course, the war on terror. It has been claimed that Porter Goss was out of his depth as CIA head and was merely a puppet who failed to toe the line. According to some intelligence officials, he had been standing up for the CIA as an autonomous agency and was holding firm against micromanagement. Tensions came to a boil when Negroponte decided that many analysts from the CIA should be centralized and moved to the new National Counterterrorism Center. Negroponte is a neocon stalwart who has been lurking in the shadows as long as Cheney and Rumsfeld. He was a key figure behind the invasion of Iraq, having served as ambassador there. So you're welcome to talk about Hayden and the rest of it and how Republicans are freaking out over posse comitatus, which I'm pleased to see, as well as Democrats. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Iran's leader, Vice President Bush, will tell you what he had to say later. We'll get more into the Iranian oil bore hitting the Associated Press and some interesting police state news here domestically and a lot more. Michael Berger of 9/11 Truth will be joining us as well with some big announcements. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Ken, Peter, others, your calls are coming up. Toll free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Before I get back to your calls and then get into more news concerning Iran, several big developments there. We've already sold a tenth of the tickets to my big 9/11 event I'm going to have in Los Angeles, California, coming up on the 24th and 25th of June next month at the Sheraton downtown. We've already sold a tenth of the tickets. Seriously, folks, do not procrastinate. It is very important. The hall holds 1,000 people. It holds a little more than that, but we're going to try to keep it to 1,000. If it goes over, we can get more seats in there. Do not procrastinate, because if we launch this Friday, and then as of this morning, we had already sold 100 tickets, roughly. I think it's actually more than that. So 10% of the tickets gone, and we've got 40-something days until the event that is coming up again in late June. So, my friends, you seriously do not want to miss this. Professor Stephen Jones of BYU is confirmed. Bob Bowman, Dr. Bob Bowman, Colonel Bob Bowman, former head of the Star Wars program when it was secret under Jimmy Carter, will be there talking about 9/11 being an inside job. I just talked to Ray McGovern this morning. There's a good chance he'll be there. He's still conferring with his wife over some family things they're doing. We have Dylan Avery coming to show Loose Change Second Edition and also some treats, some new stuff for you. We're going to be showing my new film that doesn't even have a name yet. I've got the name, but I haven't announced that yet. It'll be done right around that time. Whether it's totally done or partially done, it's going to be done. It's almost done now. We're going to be premiering that there. We've got Webster Tarpley coming, Professor Jim Fetzer coming. It is just going to be a wonderful event, and it's going to go Saturday from about 11 in the morning until about 8, 9 at night, and then Sunday from 10 in the morning until 8 or 9 at night. And we're going to show at least one film every day, probably two films every day, and then have speakers and question and answers and roundtable discussions. You can go to prisonplanet.com, and up at the top of the main page there's a banner to it, or there's a banner on Infowars.com, and we have the website AmericanScholarsSymposium.com, and you definitely want to go visit the site and get your tickets now, AmericanScholarsSymposium.org. Excuse me, I said .com, AmericanScholarsSymposium.org. And we've got some of the itinerary up there. We're going to be putting the full program up in the next few days. And it's going to be unlike any other 9/11 meeting, 9/11 event that you have seen to date. And it'll be the first that I have orchestrated or sponsored or created. I'm also going to be at a 9/11 event in Chicago. We'll be talking about that in the next hour, coming up the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Up in Chicago, that's being put on by 9/11 Truth, and some of their folks are also going to be at my event. So just a lot of things happening, and this is going to be great because we're going to videotape it, make a documentary out of it, the L.A. conference, and we're also going to have the national media there. I mean, I've had calls from people like 60 Minutes in the last week, and organizations like that are probably going to be at the event, big media risers, they can put all their cameras up. And we're billing it as the American Scholar Symposium, 9/11, the Neocon Agenda, National Education Research Conference. And it's 2 days of 9/11 truth, face the facts. 2 days of 9/11 truth, face the facts. We're going to throw the gauntlet down to the mainstream media and tell them you need to face the facts. We're also going to get into Iraq and the ongoing Neocon Agenda and what's happening with Iran. I understand about 25-30% of our audience doesn't like computers, doesn't buy things over computers. We have a secure online, Tix.com, you know, one of the biggest online ticketing services, a secure server that we're linked to that's selling the tickets directly through our system. But if you don't want to do that, you can simply call toll-free, and you can get your tickets there. And the tickets go for as low as, what is it, $34, yes, $34.50 a piece when you get multiple tickets. A ticket by itself is $74. And I'd charge even less. I'm told for a two-day conference it's normally about $200. And we could have food and drinks and all that provided, and it'd be $200 a piece. I mean, it's so expensive in a big city to have a hotel cater. So instead, we're just not going to have food and drinks there. But there are three restaurants in the hotel, and it is built onto a modern major shopping mall with an entire food court and, I'm told, five separate restaurants. So there's a whole food court of dozens of restaurants, you know, the little food courts with pizza and hamburgers and salads and all that stuff. And then there's, I'm told, five other major restaurants in the hotel, in the mall attached to the hotel itself. So that's five, six, seven, eight. Major restaurants, and then the food court, and then there are a bunch of other restaurants all around it. It's in downtown L.A. There's only 400 and something rooms there in the hotel, 450, but there are hotel rooms, just hotels all around it of different price ranges. There's a major highway that runs right by it that has scores of La Quintas and Best Westerns and extended stays. I mean, it's just anything you can imagine. It's all there for you, whether you want to spend $50 on a hotel room a night or $300 on a hotel room a night, whatever your fancy is, you can do that. It's normally about, what, $170-something a night in the Sheraton. Our members of this conference get it for, I think, $126 a night. There's a special number you call to get that if you do want to stay in the hotel. But enough about that. It's just very exciting, and it's coming up. We've already sold one-tenth of the tickets. 10% of the tickets are gone. They're going to go quick, and you're going to be very upset that you didn't get your tickets. I'm encouraged that 100 tickets are already gone in 3 days. Well, it'll be 3 days at the end of the show because I announced it at the end of the third hour Friday. So let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Boston. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
In light of the recent release of the Flight 93 movie, I have a 9/11 related question.
Okay.
My question is this. You know, we've all heard the recordings of people. Well, we've all heard, the recordings of the cockpit of gentlemen saying something to the effect of, "Is that it? Shall we put it down?" Things in that light. Do you take that as proof that Flight 93 was therefore hijacked?
Well, there's a whole area here that has to be discussed and investigated. Number one, we have a government that admittedly manufactured false intelligence on Iraq, and we have the memos where they said they were premeditatedly manufacturing the evidence and that Saddam didn't have WMDs. Now, we have Cheney in September of 2000 in the PNAC document saying Saddam isn't a threat but is a convenient pretext to get the resources and use Iraq as a military launch base to project power into Iran and Syria. Then we have the government almost 4 years ago releasing the fat bin Laden tape. They did voice print, according to bin Laden's real voice, which is 100%. They voice printed the fat bin Laden, and it was not bin Laden. Then linguists in France, the U.S., and Canada at major universities listened to the voice. It was someone who was Arabic, but who had been raised in the U.S., so it had heavy U.S. or Canadian, U.S., North American English overtones. And then they did face prints off of the video. They tried to turn the lights down so you couldn't tell, but they still did it. The nose was completely different. The cheekbones were completely different. It was a made-up tape. Just like these Zakari outtakes, I believe he's a government stooge. Many others have said that. Even people in our own government have gone public saying that. I believe they did the little stupid outtakes of him not knowing how to shoot the machine gun by design. We have a government who said they wanted to paint up an American plane like a UN plane and get it shot down to blame it on Iraq. We have a government that has computer programs where they could show Alex Jones robbing a bank. They could put my head on somebody else. They could engineer the whole thing in just a few hours now. In the past, it would take weeks or months with a special effects expert to do it where you couldn't tell it was manufactured. But now, it just takes a few hours, sir. In fact, if we wanted to, we could fake stuff. Those programs are now out on the open market. Also, Back every 2 years, technology systems and databases and their ability to compress is roughly doubling, and that's exponential. So back when 9/11 took place, Mark, you could go buy a very expensive computer program, a proprietary program, but you could pay for it, and you could pay tens of thousands of dollars for it, and then you could talk into a speaker, and that would, or into a microphone, and then it would go into the computer and real time record it in someone else's voice. As long as you had a sampling of the other individual's voice, real time it can fake it. So we know that their official story, and guys, put him on hold till I go back to him. That way we just don't have an open line with noises in the background. Thanks. Let me just go back to what I was saying. Excuse me. Let me explain this. Their official story has been proven to be a fraud. The government's official story has been proven to be a fraud at every level, at every facet, from end to end, up one side and down the other. We know what they officially tell us about the two flights that hit the World Trade Centers, about the supposed flight that hit the Pentagon, and the Shanksville, Pennsylvania crash of Flight 93. We know their official story is a lie. We know they planted evidence before. We know they planted passports at three locations, North and South Towers and Pennsylvania. It gets more and more ridiculous. We know that on top of it, they claim that cell phone calls were made, and I don't mean the in-flight phones, okay? I'm not talking about those. They, in their official story, whenever they had the Solicitor General go on TV within hours and say that he got calls from his wife and others, and that's where the stories of the calls first came from. Then months and months later, they announced they had the calls, and then now they've released tiny clips of calls. And you cannot, after 1,500 feet, people have done this test, it's admitted, a normal cell phone does not work. I've tested it, many of my friends have tested it, but the airlines admit it does not work. Now, these are calls at 20,000 to 33,000 feet. It's a joke. Now we hear about federal regulators trying to, quote, change the law and, quote, and allow companies to develop technology with cell phones that will work in flight. And they're saying it just won't work because the towers project out only to about 2,000 feet. They're angulated. They're basically microwave towers. It does not work. So how did those calls work? Then you can say, well, what about the cockpit tapes? The FAA was ordered to shred the tapes. The FBI ordered firefighters to give them the black boxes at Ground Zero, three of them that were found undamaged, to ship them off, and then they said they never had them. It's just all lies, sir. To try to chronicle the lies makes my head spin. You go ahead now, Mark.
I guess, in other words, your answer is no. It's not plausible. My follow-up to that would be is a simple question: is it plausible to believe that literally dozens of family members could be fooled by pre-recorded, I suppose, conversation and so forth, and to have that work in real time? What is the possibility? It seems to me that the possibility of that is extraordinary for that to happen.
Well, Mark, do you off the top of your head remember how many calls were made total?
Off the top of my head, I do not.
I believe it's only five calls. Now, that's from memory. And, you know, I just told you that the official story is a fraud, and you can't debate any of those points I made. And you've called before, and you just sit there, and you disagree, which I think is great because I'd like to be able to argue this with you, but you never respond to any of the points I bring up. Sir, are you denying that it is admitted fact, scientific, incontrovertible fact, that cell phones do not work over 1,500 feet in moving aircraft?
Well, I myself, 2 points. A, I literally don't know the answer to that.
No, that's good. I'm sure you don't.
Well, listen, I mean,
you know,
we're not all as well informed.
Put him on hold for a second. Sir, I know, we're not all as informed as me. Let's be patronizing and act like I'm an elitist and try to get some weak minds on your side. Don't. We're dealing with a really bad person right now, folks. I want you to know I've assessed this individual. Let me tell you something, Mac. You called two or three times in the last few months, and you brought this up before, if memory serves, and I've argued the phone calls with you. Now, I demand you go do a Google search and research this. Cell phones do not work over 1,500 feet. The maximum they've ever been found to work is 2,000. So I don't want to hear it from you. Now, I want you to respond specifically. You say, what's my opinion? I give you facts, okay, and then you don't respond to that. Now, I'm asking you, are you, next time you call, you can call back tomorrow. I'll have you on as a guest tomorrow. Will you go, Mark, and will you go research if cell phones work and then find out that the majority, I think three of the five calls they say, came from regular cell phones at over 30,000 feet. Now, will you or will you not face that and deal with that with me? Go ahead.
Well, of course, that's a fair challenge, and yeah, I look forward to doing that.
Yeah, I bet you will. I tell you what, do you have a computer in front of you right now?
In front of me, I do not.
Okay, when are you going to call back in? I want to hear when you are going to call back in and present to me, because don't you agree that if cell phones don't work at 30,000 feet, as some of the calls were made, 30,000 plus, that then the official story is impossible?
Well, oh, of course, that's a fair conclusion. If they can't, if they scientifically simply cannot be made at that altitude, then of course they have to have been manufactured.
Yes.
Yes, that's a fair challenge, and I look forward to doing that. My only other question is, how do we know what altitude 93 was flying at?
Well, it was tracked, and the other aircraft were tracked. You didn't know that?
Transponders. You see, I thought their transponders was off, and therefore the information giving their altitude was...
That's why they shredded the tapes. And it's been admitted, sir, that those planes, they never lost track of those planes, sir. The systems the FAA has, the systems NORAD have, will track a toy airplane. You know, these gasoline-powered planes that people fly at events. Those are picked up by the radar, sir. Birds are picked up by the radar.
You say that it's admitted that 93 was never lost. Admitted by whom?
Admitted was never lost. What does that mean?
Well, you had just said that they had never lost track of 93.
Yeah, Dick Cheney was in MSNBC, Associated Press, Reuters. Dick Cheney was in the bunker tracking it, and Norman Mineta, one of the secretaries, gave this testimony, and it's admitted. And the aide comes forward and says, does the order still stand with Flight 93? And Cheney said, have you heard something to the contrary?
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. But that doesn't mean that they were tracking it the entire way.
Okay. Well, all right. Thanks for the call. Try to put your doubts out there. You're not going to stop the American people. You're not going to stop the American people. Amazing. Unbelievable. That's the type of individual we're talking about. Well, I said I wanted somebody to call and disagree, and they did. Pretty ham-fisted, though.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Calls now. That caller was disagreeing, so we got to stay on longer. Sorry to the others. Let's talk to John in Houston, Texas, down in H-Town. Welcome, John.
Hi, Alex. Alex, I wanted to play a clip from an old World War II movie called China with Alan Ladd. And at the end of the movie, he has a competition with a Japanese general, and it's almost like you're talking about today. It's really interesting.
Well, how long is it?
Just about half a minute.
No, go ahead and roll it. Just make sure your phone's close to the speaker.
Yep.
Here it is. Dun, dun, dun.
We dare oppose the Imperial Japanese government because we and our allies, for the ultimate good of all nations concerned, have determined to establish a new world order.
Think so, huh?
In a year, it will be history.
It'll never work out. You give me a couple of minutes, I'll tell you why.
To find out why is worth a couple of minutes.
General, in all the countries that you and your gang have put the finger on, there are millions and millions of little guys just like me. Little guys who have never amounted to much, but all living our lives under pretty much the same pattern. And the pattern of our life is freedom. And it's in our blood, giving us the kind of courage that you and your gang never dreamed of. And in the end, it's that pattern of freedom that's going to make guys like you wish you had never been born. That's all, brother.
I love it. You know, it's funny. Just this morning in here, one of my colleagues was showing me the DVD extras on THX1138.
Did you get that, Alex? Did it come in?
Yes, I did. And it's George Lucas in the commentary talking about a New World Order doing this to people. For those who don't know, a New World Order is nothing new. Hitler called for one, and I've even got a Disney cartoon where they're, you know, dancing around, acting stupid, Disney characters dressed up like Nazis calling for a New World Order. But, hey, do me a favor. Will you dub me a copy of that, dupe me a copy of that and send it to me?
Well, if you can go to a video store and get the movie China with Alan Ladd and William Bendix, you should be able to pick it up there. But that speech Alan Ladd give means just as much today as it did back then.
I know, but what I'm telling you is, sir, we're really busy. If you want to help us, you could make me a copy of that and mail it to me.
Get it to you, Alex.
That would be fabulous. I mean, I hate to ask for stuff.
That's fine. I'm a fan. I'll do it. I'm in the
There's
place.
A better chance of that ending up on the air as a bumper or something if you send it to me.
I'll send it to you. Okay.
What else is on your mind?
Well, one other quick thing. I read in a paper that the Chinese, they wanted it to rain over Beijing, so they fired some rockets up in the air and they caused it to rain.
Yeah, that was Associated Press, but it's a conspiracy theory that we can control the weather. Thanks for the call. I've just had the father of weather weapons on, the meteorologist, the physicist, Ben Livingston, and they, in the 1960s, destroyed hurricanes, beat them. It's 100%. Stanford Research Laboratories certified their research, the Navy and Air Force's research. No debating it, they can stop hurricanes, and they don't. No debating it. Let's talk to Leslie in Virginia. Leslie, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I really enjoyed that clip.
I did, too.
I just want to say on that Fourth Amendment, and I want to thank you, and I have a question for you, for exposing the question-and-answer series to General Hayden. The American people need to know, and Congress, President Bush said he had to, this was the best guy for the job. My question is this to you, Alex, and you probably have the answer. As you know, Tony Snow is a member of the Foreign Council, and he was just, worked for Fox, and he was just given the job over the White House. How long, if he's been a member of the Foreign Council, General Hayden?
You mean Council on Foreign Relations?
Foreign Relations. I'm sorry. Correct.
I mean, I don't have the list of the membership years in front of me, but anybody who's in a position of power at that level's Council on Foreign Relations. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.